The reality for many of you is that investment properties where you live have become absolutely unaffordable. The good news is that there are many cities with affordable properties, and a lot of those cities, believe it or not, have properties for under 100K. If you're someone who's ready to buy your first property out of state in the next 4 months, I encourage you to apply to my out-of-state coaching program. I purchased properties out of state, and it's absolutely changed my life completely. The same is possible for you too. You simply need the right information. That's all it takes. My program will provide you the hands-on support and a step-by-step process to buy that first property within 4 months. So go to outofstatemoney.com to apply today. Again, outofstatemoney.com to apply today. And I look forward to talking to you soon.
Excuse me, may I talk to you for a second?
Yes. This is the Black Real Estate Dialogue. And the purpose of the Black Real Estate Dialogue is to document the journey of an up-and-coming real estate investor and to share the stories of successful Black real estate investors.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue. I got an interesting topic today. I came across a news clip out of Atlanta saying that it's cheaper to rent than buy in Metro Atlanta. And I know this is not an issue that's just independent to Atlanta. I know many of you listening are feeling something similar. So what we're going to do today is we are going to check out the audio of that clip. It's about 2 minutes and some change. And then I'm going to give some tips and alternatives to what you can do if you feel like where you're at is just way too expensive to buy a property. So let's check out the video clip.
Tonight, there is a new reality in the housing crisis in Metro Atlanta. It's cheaper to rent than to actually buy.
It's a problem in the 50 largest cities in the country. And we are committed to following this story here on WSB tonight. Channel 2's Michael Doudna is live in Sandy Springs, where, Michael, so many people, including so many people in our newsroom, say that they simply can't afford to buy.
Yeah, Wendy, it's a pretty common story that you're seeing more and more. And according to this new report, for those, when you compare those people who rent, let's say the people here in Sandy Springs and these nice apartments, to those who own starter homes, well, it's those new homeowners who are spending hundreds of dollars more a month in monthly payments.
You see the prices, $400,000, starting at $500,000. Starting at 700.
Everywhere Cedric Thomas looks, it feels like all he sees are unattainable homes.
It's not even worth looking at it because you already know you're going to be able to afford it.
And in a world where home and rent prices have gone up nearly 30% nationwide, he's far from alone.
I did want to own a home, but as getting older, it's looking less and less feasible. It's looking like renting is just the better option all around.
And according to Realtor.com, that divide is growing. Because in every metro area, it is now more expensive on a month-to-month basis to own a starter home than to rent. And that's not including the down payment.
We're looking at $840 more per month to own a home versus rent a home in Atlanta.
Senior economic research analyst Hannah Jones says that puts Atlanta in about middle of the pack nationwide. And although prices have leveled off, there is still a deep divide.
We saw that, you know, the cost of purchasing a home, you know, that monthly payment is 52% higher than rent.
The difference in the two payments is half of my monthly income.
And for Cedric, this is all frustrating. As a college-educated 26-year-old man, feeling that the American dream has changed from a house with a picket fence to something much more basic.
It's now, as long as you have a place to call your own, that's the dream at this point. Just being able to move out of your parents' house is the American dream.
Now, if there is some good news, according to Realtor.com, well, rent prices have either dropped or stayed the same in Atlanta for 19 straight months. In fact, year over year, prices are down around 4.5%. But on the flip side, starter home prices are up more than 5%. We're live in Sandy Springs. Michael Doudna, WSB Tonight.
Yeah, those starter home prices are incredible. Makes you wonder if you'll ever get there. And people are saying that's just not a reality for them anymore. Michael, thank you.
All right. So I'll be honest, I do feel for the brother who is speaking there. And, you know, I know many of you are really just feeling hopeless about buying a property where you live. And believe me, I'm in LA and I feel you. You know, a regular old home is easily $1 million. And if you've been following me for some time, you know that I started to invest out of state about 5 years ago for that reason. And properties here were cheaper back then, but I still couldn't afford it. And One thing I want to recommend to you, and I really encourage you to consider, is investing out of state. Not everybody is in a position where you can up and move right now. However, I encourage you to consider investing out of state, start getting some passive income and some assets if you need to stay in your local market that you can't afford, where you can't afford to buy a house. I encourage you to consider it. I did it. You don't need as much money as you think. And it's something that I encourage you to explore, right? Again, I've been doing it for almost 5 years, and I've been The reality for many of you is that investment properties where you live have become absolutely unaffordable. The good news is that there are many cities with affordable properties, and a lot of those cities, believe it or not, have properties for under 100K. If you're someone who's ready to buy your first property out of state in the next 4 months, I encourage you to apply to my out-of-state coaching program. I purchased properties out of state, and it's absolutely changed my life completely. The same is possible for you too. You simply need the right information. That's all it takes. My program will provide you the hands-on support and a step-by-step process to buy that first property within 4 months. So go to outofstatemoney.com to apply today. Again, outofstatemoney.com to apply today. And I look forward to talking to you soon. I'm able to start building a portfolio of some properties, and I plan to buy more because it's just more affordable in Ohio and in many other places in the country. And based on how my life is right now, I can't up and move at the moment. And many of you might be feeling the same. So the first thing I want you to do is just think about investing out of state. As you know, I have plenty of resources. I have a coaching program. If you want some hands-on step-by-step support, you can go to outofstatemoney.com or go to the link in the description. If you want to just get some exposure to some information to start off, I do have a free guide that outlines 8 steps that you can take. So that's another option as well. But today I want to talk a little bit more about investing out of state. So obviously the first benefit is the cost. The second thing is you're probably thinking, well, Sam, I may not know anybody in a state or a city that I'm interested in. And so the first thing I would say is when you're considering states, if you feel like you'll be a little more comfortable if you knew somebody there, consider where you have family and friends who you trust that live in a certain area that you might be interested in investing in. You might fall into that category or you might not. I didn't fall into that category. So let's say, for example, if you do live in Atlanta or if you're in New York City, New Jersey, Miami, somewhere in California, maybe you know someone in Texas. Maybe you know someone in Ohio. Maybe you know someone in Chicago or somewhere in Illinois. Maybe you know somebody in Indiana, Alabama, et cetera. So you can start there. You can see what their experience is like, how they like living there, where the up and coming areas are. You can start with who you know. The second thing, if you don't know anybody in the area you are interested in, like I did, you can go online. My boots on the ground, and boots on the ground, when I say that, I mean someone who lives in the market I invest in, which is Dayton, Ohio, and helps and has knowledge and can and helps me out. She does help me out. I pay her for her help, but she helps me out. Things like, you know, tenant move-ins, inspections, walkthroughs, et cetera. She helps me out with that stuff. So that's the next thing I would say. If you don't know anybody in an area that you really want to invest in, then go online. There's Facebook groups, which is something I highly recommend getting involved in, asking questions, seeing what people are saying. And you can do that literally from your couch, literally from your phone. You know what I'm saying? So that's the next thing I would do. So far we have one, open up yourself to investing out of state. Two, start with places where you know someone. And if you don't know somebody in a place you're interested in, look online and on Facebook groups. So those are the first two things I recommend doing. And then the third thing I recommend doing is maybe you may want to move. You may want to set yourself up to move eventually, right? If you believe that the cost of living where you're at is just too expensive and you just need some breathing room in general, then something that I recommend is maybe considering moving. At least think about it. I'm not telling you to get up and move, but at least think about it. You may want to invest and live in the same place. Sometimes it happens, right? So I would say you want to position yourself and just open your mind up to that possibility if your lifestyle and your current the current reality of your life is conducive to eventually doing that down the road. Again, I'm not saying to move right now. I know many of us would love to move right now. I would, right? But life is life, right? You can't always do those things when you want to do them. So I just wanted to encourage you, you know, a lot of the headlines, a lot of the things that are going out there are very discouraging, to be honest with you. And, you know, it's important to look at the facts and things of that nature, but I am about solutions. This platform is here to provide solutions and to encourage you and give you ideas, give you things to think about, okay? So hopefully this episode was helpful. As I mentioned, if you're interested in more hands-on one-on-one coaching, go to outofstatemoney.com, fill out an application, we'll reach out to you. And if you are interested just in getting some exposure to investing out of state, there's a free guide in the description of this episode. You can download that. You can check it out. And you can also reach out to me as well. So again, just wanted to encourage you, put that clip into context, offer a alternative perspective. And I'm sure this was very, very helpful to you. So definitely make sure you leave a rating and review. It takes 5-10 seconds and it helps us out a lot. Thank you all so much. And I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Black Real Estate Dialogue. And be sure to leave us 5 stars and a review on your favorite podcast listening platform. Until next time.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.